The Pamplin Historical Park sits on 424 acres of rolling green fields and forests, much of it acquired by the Civil War Trust nearly 30 years ago to preserve the breakthrough battlefield where 2,800 soldiers of the Confederacy and 2 miles of defensive earthworks were unable to hold back 14,000 Union troops.
That happened on April 2, 1865, and then on April 9, 7 days later, the surrender is signed, and that ends the American Civil War.
Colin Romanick is a spokesman for the park and the Museum of the Civil War Soldier. This year, he says, the 3-day camps will focus on one intriguing aspect of the war.
They're going to learn spy techniques from the Civil War. Some of them are still in use today, things like decoding. And then the graduation aspect is going to be to actually go on a mission.
They'll also learn about plantation life, the crops that were grown, the animals raised, and the slaves who tended the fields and houses. At the historic Hart Farm on the property, they'll hear about the important role women played before and during the war. While her husband was conscripted to drive a wagon in Petersburg, Mrs. Hart was left to defend the homestead.
When the breakthrough battle happens, she actually takes an enslaved woman and herself, and they hide in the cellar during the battle. The house is struck by cannon fire. Twice the farm is almost burned down, so we're fortunate that she talked them out of it.
It probably helped that the Hart family had recently moved to Virginia from Pennsylvania and harbored Yankee sympathies. And it's worth a mention that the museum, which features real soldiers from New England, the Mid-Atlantic, Midwest, and South, takes no position on the war that still haunts some Virginians. Romanick says men on both sides of the battles had similar experiences, missing their families and fearing for their lives. As campers pass through the museum, they'll enter a darkened space surrounded by screens in which Civil War reenactors take aim and fire. The floor vibrates as the cannons are shot, and the wind whistles as phantom bullets narrowly miss their targets.
There's actually tubes in the wall, PVC, with an air compressor, and it's timed so that when the soldiers on the screens are firing, that air burst will come past you, and it kind of has the sound of a bullet whizzing by, and you feel the rush of air.
Next, the kids will see just how primitive medical care was for those who were wounded or afflicted by disease.
They could do transfusions, but they didn't understand diseases of the blood or even blood typing at this time, really. And they didn't know about sanitation that well either. So, you know, cleaning wounds and that sort of thing. It was something where infection was the big enemy. They didn't have penicillin yet.
Then campers will view oddities the war left behind.
Here's 2 bullets that met in midair, form a daisy, they would call it. Looked like a flower where the 2 mini-ball bullets had hit each other and actually fused together. Here's a cannonball that's still stuck in a tree. And then this one, not as uncommon as you might think, is a Bible with a bullet in it, because of course in the breast pocket they would have worn that usually. And it was thick enough that this one actually, the bullet struck it and probably saved the person's life that was wearing it.
The program, which caters to kids 8 to 11 years of age, is set for June 26th and July 17th. For those adults or teens who feel a twinge of envy, Pamplin also offers adventure camps for older groups of Civil War enthusiasts throughout the year. I'm Sandy Houseman.